It's worrying, and especially in Tory Island. I know there's 7 people there that are on the capacity, and they're not getting paid as the mainland firefighters are getting paid. And I brought a motion to Donegal County Council a number of months ago to have a discussion to change national policy regarding this issue. And today I found out that they're not going to bring it at all, which I will persist with this to try and change national policy. I will be speaking to my colleagues, Piers Doherty and other TDs in the area. After all, it's a community, all the islands together here today, and they should have the same services as the mainland. And I think with the Wild Atlantic Way, the amount of tourists going on the island, that we should have services like that, this on the island, not alone in the tourist season, but all year round. Because, I mean, fire service is very, very important where there's 350 people and there's nothing there at the moment. And it's wild disheartening when you put a motion, they're not going to discuss it at national level, and also that they're not putting an applicant on the island, such as a second-hand fire brigade. I know there's plenty probably like about Ireland somewhere, but definitely I will persist this issue.
And we don't want to wait till a disaster happens and then react.
Well, that is the danger. We've seen that there was a fire on the island last year, and when the applicant they were using had a puncture, and this has to be all voluntary, get towed up and everything, and it's not satisfactory in 2017 that there's nothing there, and we have to get something in place in the next few months. I was talking to Gary Martin last year about this as well, that the council should provide funding and to erect a fire station on the island and to put a new applicant fire brigade, fire engine on the island for the people of Tory.
And in fairness to the chief fire officer who attends these meetings, his hands are tied.
His hands are totally tied. It's all to do with national policy, and it's people sitting behind desks which don't understand the importance of such a service on the islands. And like again, I reiterate that the mainland has the service, and why not the islands?